Good afternoon, everybody. Today's topic is something that I thought twice before sharing, because I think it's one of those areas that it's perhaps mutav shiyushog in value mezidin, and that is the topic of reading advertisements in Jewish newspapers, magazines, etc. on Shabbos. Now, in the secular world, the industry of print media has completely crumbled because no one goes to the print media for their news anymore. There's something called the internet. But in the Jewish world, print media is expanding. It's bigger than it ever was because we have something called Shabbos. So in the five towns alone, we have three different Jewish weekly newspapers. There's no such thing as Newsweek anymore, but Mishpacha and Ami and all of these other magazines are flourishing. The Shabbos, where we have to turn off all of our gadgets and turn off all of our computers, allows us time to read and relax, and it's become a ritual in many Jewish households that after the Seudas Lel Shabbos, the family retreats to the living room, and various family members pass around the multiple Jewish newspapers and magazines. And even when you go somewhere for a Shabbos, for an Afruf or a Bar Mitzvah or something, they'll often include the local Jewish paper in your Shabbos bag of goodies to have with you. If they're really rich, they'll put a mishpacha in there. But at least the free newspaper, the five towns, whatever. I'm not going to name anybody. Whatever, they'll put in the bag for you so that you can entertain yourself over Shabbos. Question is whether it's mutter, and is there anything that we could do to avoid halachic pitfalls? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph asks reading shtori hediotos, secular documents. So what exactly are shtori hediotos? Two basic shitos and rishonim. Rashi defines shtori hediotos as things that relate to business, writings that relate to business. The Ramban is quoted by the Ran in Shabbos Samach Dalet and Beis Midapei Arif that only shtori cheshbonos and chovos are considered shtori hediotos. Again, things that are business related, but says the Ramban, igros shlomim, it's just letters that people write to each other, those are mutter. Tosus and the Rush in Shabbos Per Chav Gimel Simon Aleph say that no, shtori hediotos is personal mail. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like both shitos, Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Sim Shin Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, shtori hediotos, dehainu, shtori chovos v'cheshbonos, v'igros shel sheila shalom, asur l'krosam, afil l'ayin behem below kriya asur. You're not allowed to read them, not only you're not allowed to read them and enunciate them, even to be ma'ayin behem. That's a machlokas rishonim, whether just scanning with your eyes is asur. Shulchan Aruch is explicit, though, that we paskin, that even being ma'ayin, even just scanning with your eyes, is also going to be asur. What about sifrei chachma? What if you like to read, I don't know, psychology books or science books, things that are interesting and have wisdom to them? So the Rashba writes in a couple of tshuvins, chel dal sim kuf beis, as well as that there's a difference between igros shlomim, which are aser, and sifrei chachma, which are mutter. In Minchas Asher, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yotes, Os Aleph, Rav Asher Weiss writes that since sifrei chachma have more benefit than igros shlomim, so they allowed reading them on Shabbos. However, the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah, disagrees with the Rashba. He says, Tamash Asher Limnos Menoksav Gzeir Hashem Yikrei igros shalom b'Shabbos Vu Aser Ki Levad Sifrei Hanavua O Perusheim Aser Likros b'Shabbos Abiyom. The Rambam baskins to read a book, even Sifrei Chachma, is going to be also, but that's against the Tshuvas HaRashba, and I think the practice is to rely on the Tshuvas HaRashba. Now, what is the reason for the Isser? So there are two possible reasons why you're not allowed to read business-related material. Number one is that Gzeira, that you might come to be Kosev or to be Mochik, make a note to correct an error, something like that. A second possible reason is that you're not allowed to discuss business on Shabbos, because there is a din of a Daber Davar, based on the Pasukim Yishayo, and therefore, if it's not about a mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Zayin, paskins that you're not allowed to read it. However, the Magid Avram says in Simen Shin Aleph and in Simen Shin Zayin that if you're reading for pleasure, it's okay. Meaning, if it's something that you stam enjoy reading, that's a mutter because it's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. And based on that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelas Yavitz Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Bey says that if you enjoy reading the news, that's okay. You enjoy reading a newspaper. You want to know what's going on in the world or in the Jewish world. That's okay. Certainly not business related things, but things that are just enjoyable for a person to read, you're allowed to read. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, but not if it's in a newspaper. Even though you're allowed to read the news and you're allowed to read things that are enjoyable to read, you're not allowed to read anything business related. And newspapers have something called an advertisement section. It used to be a section. It used to be that all the news was in the front, and then the last few pages were the advertisements. I don't know why anyone would ever turn to the last few pages, but the last few pages were the advertisements. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you can pick up the newspaper, you can read the news. I have no problem with that, but the problem is, what's going to be when when you get to the advertisements. So he thought that that's a concern. So today, when they're interspersed throughout the pages, it's impossible not to see them. It would seem Rabbi Yaakov Emden for sure would have a problem with it. So it seems that the mainstream approach of Poskim is to advise against reading newspapers, but not to ask to reading newspapers, and to caution that if you are going to read a newspaper or a magazine, don't read the advertisements, or don't read anything that relates to your occupation, that relates to business. So advertisements are business-related things, Mecca-Chumemka-related things, because they're advertising so that you will buy, so that you will go and buy those things. Not only that, it seems that we're makil, even for to read Torah-based material in newspapers and the like, even though there's a chashash that you might come to read an advertisement, but for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're allowed to read the Torah-related issues. And the Dir Shem Mishabura, they write, Itona Sharubo Persomos Vinyani Mischar V'yeshba Ma'at Divrei Torah. Let's say you have a newspaper, it's mostly advertisements. All the Jewish newspapers are mostly advertisements. But there's a little bit of Divrei Torah. Das HaGrach Kanievsky Shemutu Likro Es HaDivrei Torah. Afilu Kasher Rak Daf Echad V'Itona Osik Bem. You're allowed to read the Divrei Torah, even though it's only one page of the whole paper. But you're only allowed to read the Divrei Torah. However, it continues, L'das Hagon Rav Nissim Karelitz, Ein Likro Afilu Es Divrei HaTorah, that you're not allowed to read even the Divrei Torah. And he says, and he's not sure that if it falls onto the floor, you're allowed to pick it up. It could be that it's Muksa, because if you're not allowed to read it, so then the whole newspaper might be Muksa. And they quote from Marcos Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Mem, that in the name of the Chazon Ish, that even a newspaper that's mostly Divrei Torah, if it falls onto the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up because it's Muksa. That's based on the Mishabur and Shin Zayin Samach Beis, that Kol Sha'asu L'Krosa, Asu Afilu L'Taltalo. Rabbi Belsky Zechron Levracha in Shulchan Alevi on page 90 writes that the Isra applies even if you're shopping for a mitzvah related thing. You want to know where's the best place to get Dal Aminim, so you check out the local Jewish newspapers. The Shabbos or two before Sukkot, no, you're not allowed to do that either, because that's also business related, even though it's business mitzvah related, but it's Mecca Chumemka related, you're not allowed to read in advance. There is a svara that some want to suggest that maybe if you're reading something that's an advertisement that's meant to drum up business, but there's no chance you're going to give them that business. You know that you've been cleaning the house for Pesach and it's 2 weeks before Pesach, and you just like to see which rabbis are going where for Pesach. Oh, that rabbi, he used to rail against Pesach programs till he got invited to one. Oh, I see that he's going there. You know, so you check out, just to be in the hock or something like that. So it could be that that's not considered business-related material. That would be considered something that's enjoyable. Such a svara is suggested. One has to be very careful with that, because sometimes, like, you know, you have, or there are advertisers that create brand awareness. They're not there for you to buy. They're just so that you're aware that the brand exists. And why is it important for you to be aware that a brand exists? Obviously, it's ultimately to get you to buy. Once you know, maybe you don't need it right now, but eventually you're going to realize, oh, I saw that once. And that's going to be very hard to rely on such a svara of brand awareness. So many advertisements in Jewish newspapers do relate to mitzvah matters, where there's going to be a drasha, where there's going to be a shir, a dinner for an institution. L'chora, those would be mutter to read. Many involve specific and immediate sales, like especially in local targeted newspapers, and you know that's that l'chora is for sure usher to read. Based on that, it seems that that most poskim, Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this, about reading divrei Torah in newspapers. And he's makel, he says, for sure you're allowed to. And most poskim would say you're allowed to read the Torah essays in newspapers on Shabbos, but they also have a lot of relevant advertisements, so you should, but don't have to avoid the non-Torah articles, but definitely, definitely have to avoid the advertisements. Rav Asher Weiss writes, Yifarsimu ba'osios gedolos, that the newspapers should all have in very big letters, Sha'asu likro b'Shabbos esmodos sapirsim that you're not allowed to read any of the advertisements in the newspaper. That would be the last time anyone would advertise in the newspaper. Meaning, have you ever in your life seen anyone read any of these newspapers on a day that wasn't Shabbos? Meaning, the whole advertising of the newspaper is based on the fact that there's going to be readership on Shabbos. That's the only time people are reading them for the most part. So very hard to know what the heter is. Matthew Wexler did us the big favor of asking our local poskim here in Yeshiva, and he reported back to me, tell me if I got it right, that Rav Shechter thought that you could read the articles, and advertisements are that are purely for the Hak, just so that you can know that that you can read that too, like seeing which rabbi is going where and you know which Pesach program, when you know for sure that you're going to be home for Pesach, that it's not even nogea to you. But certainly you can't read advertisements related to local businesses, supermarkets, you know, what's the butcher special this week that I want to buy for the. So certainly you're not allowed to read those things on Shabbos. Rabbi Willick said every advertisement must be avoided because they're all to drum up business, even brand awareness ones or the Pesach program ones. It's not lifnei iver to place the ad because it's not up to the advertiser to police when you're going to read the ad. And if it happens to be that you read the newspaper some other time, that's not Shabbos. Gesuntei. Rabbi Sabalevsky also said, like Rabbi Willick, that it's not, but he also said it's not lifnei iver for a different reason. Remember, we said before that some rishonim hold iyune bialma is mutter, that it's only aser to be kore. So even though we passed in Shulchan Aruch that iyune bialma is aser, but since there are rishonim that hold iyune bialma is mutter, maybe it's not lifnei iver to although very often, you know, when it's a family sitting around, I don't know, I would imagine someone say, oh, get a load of this, and they'll read what it actually says. So it's not always just iyune bialma. So this is l'chora an issue that you know should be raised in many Jewish homes and communities about reading advertising on Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.